Now, after breaking records this summer, Great Lakes water levels have gone down only a little bit. That has many communities gearing up for what could be a particularly destructive winter when storms whip up strong winds and push more water inland. Not a great outlook for bike and walking paths, roads, buildings, and other infrastructure. Here in Wisconsin, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported that lakeshore homeowners are reporting large-scale washouts of their land from places as far apart as Milwaukee County and Ashland. Some cities are now building up their defenses to protect from what's to come, even as they continue to rebuild from storms the past couple of years. Erin Aylworth is the Midwest correspondent for the Wall Street Journal. She recently wrote about the threats posed by Great Lakes water levels. Erin, welcome to Central Time.
Absolutely.
Well, can you give us a sense of how high Great Lake water levels have been this summer?
Well, they've been at or near record levels, about 6 feet higher than a record low in 2013. So pretty darn high.
And you talk to people kind of at all ends of the Great Lakes, from New York all the way over to Duluth. Can you talk about some of the stories you heard about people being affected or worried about being affected by the high water levels?
Sure. I mean, it's Chicago, it's Duluth, it's Detroit, it's New York. It's basically the entire Great Lakes Basin, right? And so if we just start with Detroit, for instance, they think the high water levels and the flooding that has happened as a result have cost them about $600,000. And that's, from endangered homes, stressing of the sewer system, that kind of stuff. In Duluth, they've actually been hit by three storms in 2 years because of the high lake levels, and they think it's going to take some $30 million to repair the damage there. It's eroded the shoreline. It broke and flipped sections of a boardwalk. It carried away huge rocks that were being used as breakwaters. And then in Sodus Point, New York, on Lake Ontario, I was talking to the mayor there, and he was telling me they don't really have, cost estimates yet, but they've essentially had to plug water lines and then use pumps and sandbags to try and keep properties and roads dry.
And this is all happening in the summer right now. People are worried about what might come in the winter, you write. What has them extra worried if water levels stay that high?
That's right. It's because the lake can get particularly active in the winter. And so they're just worried that, we're already seeing these very high levels. You're seeing the beach erosion. You're seeing, properties that edge these lakes impacted. And so, when the lake gets more active in the winter months, they're just worried that that's going to compound the problem.
And the range you were just talking about, this could be an individual homeowner, it could be an entire city's water treatment system, could be roads. This is a threatening infrastructure really across the board. Can you give us a sense of the scope there that different communities are dealing with?
Yeah, I mean, just here in Chicago, you're seeing beaches essentially disappear, right? And then the erosion of the shoreline. And so up in the, in the northern part of Chicago, where you have a lot of condos that edge the lake, they're just getting pounded day in and day out. And so they're dealing with, is the infrastructure going to hold? And that's the question that a lot of these communities are asking themselves. And so in Chicago, they actually just did this whole thing with a team of drone operators where they sent drones up in the air to assess what's happening, what they can see along the shorelines. And the Army Corps of Engineers has actually gotten requests for their help from other communities as well. So, I think all of the lakeside communities are looking at this.
Talking to Erin Aylworth from the Wall Street Journal about high water levels in the Great Lakes and the threat that poses to communities across the entire Great Lakes. Erin, that was a drone effort to survey the shoreline in Chicago. What do you see when it comes to communities saying, okay, we got to build, we got to do different things on our shorelines? What kind of changes are people working on?
Well, in Chicago, Maria Haddon, one of the aldermen in the affected areas is of course talking to various entities, including the Army Corps, about what sort of engineering help they might be able to provide, and other communities are doing the same. And then on the private side, you've also got homeowners who have started to question what they can do, you know, what's within their wheelhouse. So I talked to a resident whose homeowners association actually recently agreed to a special assessment of her townhome complex to address things like seepage from the water that's coming in, and then, you know, fixing cracks to a private dock, and just essentially shoring up their building. So it's not just cities, but also, you know, private homeowners who are worried about this.
And did I see you talk to one city leader who said, okay, a lot of our infrastructure has been destroyed by high levels and storms, and we don't want to just come back in and rebuild the stuff that broke in the first place?
That is exactly right. I mean, on the north side of Chicago, that's where the most impacted areas are at the moment. We've had this problem for a couple of years, and so I think it was last year that that they had come in and they had essentially rebuilt like these beach piers, right? And those same fixes are now falling into the lake again. So they don't want to go out and fix the piers if they're just going to fall into the lake year after year. So that's what they're saying.
Now, you've reported again from a bunch of communities on this. We've seen reports in Wisconsin of similar problems. Talking to local leaders, do you get the sense that everybody's going this alone, or are they trying to reach out to other communities facing the same situation and come up with solutions that might work for them all?
You know, I don't know that that everyone is that coordinated yet. I know that they've started to talk about you know, about what they might be able to do together, but I think that's something that they're going to be chatting with agencies, you know, again, the Army Corps and whoever else about. So I know that Chicago officials, the Park District, the city, Army Corps, and at this point, I can't remember who else, they recently had a meeting, or were supposed to, I think at the beginning of this month, to discuss what might be possible, you know, on a broader level.
Well, now here we are in September. Winter is coming. What are you watching for next on this story to see how communities tackle this and what damage is still waiting to be done?
I mean, I think we just have to watch what the water levels do. Do they remain high? Is there any sort of easing, which I think everyone is hoping for? And then how active are the lakes, you know, do they just continue to pound into the shoreline? And at this point, I feel like it's a little bit of a wait and see until we hear more from these Army Corps engineers and others about, you know, what they might be able to do. Obviously, anything's going to cost money, so they've got to, you know, obviously balance money and time and what's feasible.
Erin, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Absolutely.
Erin Aylworth is the Midwest correspondent for the Wall Street Journal. We talked to her about the potential for storms to cause greater damage to Great Lakes communities this winter. Many cities are concerned about pedestrian paths, roads, and buildings taking punishment from near record high water levels. Federal data says those levels are due to heavy rain and snow over the last year. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel recently reported on how Lake Michigan's high water levels are robbing homeowners who live atop bluffs on their backyards. Essentially, when the lake levels go up, waves take away sediment from the base of the bluffs, causing them to steepen, and they become so steep that the cliff comes crashing down. They quote an Ozaukee County official saying they're watching TV, and all of a sudden they hear a big bang, look, and there's 40, 50 feet of bluff that let loose.